Okay, let's maybe just take a moment and paint a picture here. Imagine you're somewhere, maybe not where you'd expect it, a community event perhaps, or even just, a family gathering, and you encounter this young person. Maybe they're still in primary school, right? And they speak genuinely impressive, like fluent Chinese. Yeah, not just sort of reciting lessons they memorize, but actually like effortlessly conversing, understanding the nuances.
That kind of thing definitely catches your attention, doesn't
It
it?
does. There's that moment of surprise, maybe even a little bit of wonder, and you kind of can't help but think, wow, how did they get that good so young?
Yeah, and it points to something really significant, I think. Those incredible benefits, the long-term opportunities that can open up when someone starts learning a language early. That level of skill, it isn't just luck, right? It often comes from, well, a structured approach, consistent effort, and sometimes using specific tools designed to guide that progress.
Absolutely. And you immediately start thinking about the ripple effects for that child's future, academic stuff, confidence, traveling, maybe even like big career paths down the line. Our source material today, it really dives deep into one specific tool designed for young people on this path, the Youth Chinese Test, or YCT.
That's right. We're taking a deep dive into a specific document today. It's an article titled YCT Youth Chinese Test 2025 Scheduling Guide. So, quite a practical roadmap.
And our mission here really is to unpack this guide for you. We want to go beyond just the surface level and get into the core of what the YCT actually is, who it's genuinely designed for, explore why it matters, in the context of a young person's learning journey, and pull out those essential practical details from the source about taking it in 2025.
Think of it as a focused exploration, yeah, to
Wow.
really help you grasp this specific piece of the puzzle for young Chinese learners.
Right.
So let's kick off with the basics, the fundamental definition from this guide. What exactly is the YCT?
Yeah, what's the official line?
Well, the document describes it as an international standardized test. It's designed specifically to assess the ability of primary and secondary school students. And this is crucial, students aged 6 to 18.
Ah, okay. 6 to 18.
Exactly. Assessing their ability to use Chinese as a second language in their daily lives and also academic life.
That age range is really key then, isn't it? It's definitely not the adult HSK test we sometimes talk about. This is crafted for younger minds.
Precisely. It recognizes their unique learning stage, their context.
Makes sense.
And the purpose, as the guide states it, is pretty straightforward. Evaluate and certify Chinese language proficiency specifically for this younger group. It gives a recognized benchmark for their progress.
All right, so it's tailored for kids and teens. How is the test actually structured? The guide mentions it's broken down into two distinct parts.
Correct. Two independent parts, actually. There's a writing test and a speaking test. And the guide really emphasizes they are separate. You can take one or the other or both.
Okay, let's maybe look at the writing test first then. The guide outlines four levels for that. What does each level sort of represent ability-wise?
Yeah, think of it as a progressive path. You know, YCT level one is the foundation.
Right.
A successful candidate at this level, they can understand and use the most common Chinese words and sentences. The guide actually says they're equipped to further their Chinese language studies. It's about those initial basic building blocks.
Okay, so getting started, basic recognition and use. What's the progression like from there? Level two.
Moving up, level two assesses using simple Chinese words and sentences for specific communication needs. Then level three indicates they can engage in simple, direct communication about familiar daily topics. That's reaching sort of an elementary to intermediate level.
Got it. And level four, that's the highest written level, right?
Level four, yeah. That's where the guide suggests a pretty significant step up in practical use. It signifies the ability to use Chinese for basic tasks in daily life and studies, and notably to handle most communication needs encountered while traveling in China.
Oh, wow. That really paints a picture, doesn't it? Functional ability for a young person. That level four description, it connects right back to that opening scene we painted, doesn't it? A young person capable of real-world communication, even navigating travel. Okay, so that's the written path, four levels. What about the speaking side?
The speaking test, according to the guide, has two levels. There's primary and intermediate.
Okay, primary and intermediate. And what kind of spoken skill is assessed at each of those?
Well, the primary level looks at their ability to understand and orally express themselves on familiar everyday topics, basically meeting basic communication needs. The intermediate level then steps it up. It assesses the ability to understand and engage in simple oral communication with native Chinese speakers.
That makes sense. Starting with expressing familiar stuff and then moving towards actual interaction.
Okay.
So a 4-step path for writing, a 2-step path for speaking, both designed for this age group. Now let's talk practicalities. Taking the test in 2025, the guide highlights some flexibility here.
It does, yeah. The guide details 2 convenient formats available. You've got the traditional paper-based test, which they call JUM. Yeah. You know, pen and paper at a test center.
The classic way.
Right. And then there's the internet-based test, or JIMING. That's done on a computer, also at an official center.
And here's where the guide offers what it calls great news, which actually seems like a really key point if you're weighing up the options.
Mm-hmm.
It explicitly says that both formats are exactly the same when it comes to the difficulty level, the test content, and the scoring criteria.
That's a really significant detail, actually. It means the choice between paper and internet. It really just comes down to a young person's comfort level, maybe their familiarity with different test setups,
right,
rather than any sort of perceived advantage or disadvantage in the test itself. The playing field is level, whichever format they pick.
Yeah, that's good to know. The guide briefly describes the experience paper as traditional desk, pen. Internet involves a computer screen, keyboard, mouse. But it's still supervised, just like the paper tests.
Exactly.
So this flexibility in format, it kind of leads nicely into flexibility in scheduling too, right?
It does. The guide provides a pretty comprehensive schedule for 2025. It covers both the internet and paper formats for both the writing and speaking tests right through the year.
Okay.
And one consistent detail is that all tests are scheduled to start at 9:00 a.m. local time.
Right, 9 a.m. start. Looking at the tables in the guide, you can see multiple dates. For example, there's a Saturday test listed for May 24th.
Okay.
And the registration deadline for that specific date is April 27th, with scores expected around June 24th.
Okay, so there's a clear timeline.
Yeah, and further into the year, there's like a Sunday test on August 17th, registration deadline July 21st, scores released September 17th. The guide shows these dates are generally consistent across the different levels and formats.
Good. So plenty of options throughout the year.
Seems like it. And how do you actually go about registering for one of these? The guide describes the online process as super easy.
Oh, really? How does it work?
You visit the official website, chinesetest.cn, find the new user section, choose your location, pick the specific date and level you need, and then just complete the payment and confirmation online.
Okay. Sounds pretty standard for online registration.
Yeah. And the guide adds it's the same registration process as HSK, simple and straightforward, which is helpful context if you or maybe someone you know is already familiar with how the HSK registration works.
Right. That comparison helps.
So once you've registered, taken the test, how is it scored? What does it actually take to pass? Let's break down the scoring based on those tables in the guide.
Okay. For the written test, levels 1, 2, and 3. They each have a listening section and a reading section. Each one is worth 100 points, so the total possible score is 200.
Right.
And the passing score for all three of those levels, 1, 2, and 3, is 120 points.
Okay, so 120 out of 200. That means you need to get at least 60% of the total score across listening and reading combined to pass those first three levels.
Exactly, that 60% mark. Now, YCT level 4, the highest written level, it adds a writing section, so it has listening 100 points, reading 100 points, and writing 100 points. That totals 300 points.
Ah, okay. More sections, higher total.
Right. And the passing score for level 4 is 180 points. So it still maintains that roughly 60% threshold needed to pass.
Got it. Consistent percentage and the speaking test scores.
For both the speaking levels, primary and intermediate, the maximum score is 100 points, and the passing score is 60 points.
60 out of 100.
Yep. The guide also notes the evaluation considers things like pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, and fluency. And it maps the speaking levels to the International Chinese Proficiency Standards. Primary corresponds to levels 1-2, and intermediate corresponds to level 3 of those standards.
Okay, clear enough. Now, the guide includes an interesting detail about the certificate itself once you pass, something about validity.
Ah, yes. This is a point worth noting carefully. The guide states that YCT certificates have lifetime validity.
Lifetime. So they never expire.
That's what it sounds like initially. And it says scores can be queried anytime online, but...
There's a but.
It immediately follows up with a crucial nuance, actually quite similar to the HSK system. It says some institutions may require scores from within the past 2 years.
Ah, okay. So the certificate itself might be lifetime, But for practical purposes, like applying to a school or a specific program, they might want recent proof.
Exactly that. So while the piece of paper itself doesn't technically expire, its practical use for certain applications might have a recency requirement. It's a detail the guide provides that's really important for planning ahead.
Definitely good to know that distinction. Lifetime record, but potentially time-limited usability for applications.
Precisely. It clarifies that you'll always have the record, but specific situations might need a more recent score.
And after passing, how does someone actually get the physical certificate?
The guide mentions that if you take both tests, you get separate certificates for the written and speaking parts. They're typically available for collection at the test centers where you took the exam.
Okay.
Or they can be mailed out. Generally, that happens within about 4 to 6 weeks after the scores are officially released.
All right, so we've covered the structure, the levels, the formats, dates, registration, scoring, even the nuances of the certificate. All straight from this guide. Now, let's kind of loop back to our opening scene and tie all this together for you, the listener. Why does this test actually matter, especially for young learners?
Mm-hmm.
This is where that benefits of YCT for young learners section in the guide really comes into play.
Yeah, this section really tries to articulate the value. First, the guide highlights the age-appropriate design,
right.
The content, the difficulty levels. They're specifically crafted for young minds. It aims to make the learning journey towards the test engaging and achievable, rather than just forcing kids into a system designed for adults.
That makes complete sense. It's assessment scaled for their developmental stage.
Right. Second, the guide points to the progressive learning path that the levels provide.
Mm. Going from, you know, basic understanding at level one up to handling travel situations at level four writing or basic expression to simple conversation and speaking, this provides a clear step-by-step framework.
Like climbing a ladder.
Exactly. It lets young learners, their parents, their teachers see tangible progress and set realistic goals along the way. It's like building mastery brick by brick.
That visible progress must be motivating.
You'd think so. Third, the guide emphasizes international recognition. Having a globally recognized certification like the YCT, even at the lower levels, provides a verifiable credential. The guide says it opens doors worldwide for demonstrating Chinese proficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe a level one certificate won't get you into university tomorrow, but it's the start of building that formal record of achievement that can be understood internationally as the learner moves up.
That recognition piece is huge for future planning, definitely.
And finally, the guide frames it as crucial academic preparation. It calls the YCT perfect for students planning Chinese studies or education in Chinese-speaking countries.
Yeah.
Earning these certificates gives young learners documented language skills that could be necessary for academic programs taught in Chinese. It helps set them up for success if that's a path they choose later on.
These benefits, straight from the guide, really show how the YCT isn't just, you know, another exam. It's positioned as a structured system to validate and encourage a young person's language learning, potentially leading to those bigger academic and even professional opportunities down the line.
The guide also touches on general preparation points and provides official contact info for the test organizers, which is handy.
And since the article itself was published by Mandarin Zone, it naturally mentions their own specific training programs as a resource too, right?
Yes, exactly. The guide does mention Mandarin Zone offers YCT Youth Chinese Test Training, and it details what they provide according to the source material we're looking at.
Okay, what does the source say they offer?
It lists things like youth-focused teaching using interactive lessons, a focus on a fun learning environment with engaging activities, a mention of a proven YCT success rate supported by personalized study plans, and also parent support through regular updates and guidance.
Right.
The guide also includes their website, mandarinzone.com, and contact information via WhatsApp. So yeah, this is all information presented within the source document itself as a potential resource.
Got it. So pulling all this together from our deep dive into this guide,
mm-hmm.
The YCT really emerges as a structured, internationally recognized test, specifically tailored for those younger learners, age 6 to 18.
Yeah, and it offers those flexible internet and paper formats, a clear progression through the four writing and two speaking levels, defines scoring, clear passing thresholds.
Hmm.
And it comes with that certificate that, while having lifetime validity on paper, might have those practical two-year recency requirements for specific uses.
Crucially, though, as the guide lays out, pursuing these certificates is presented as offering tangible benefits that age-appropriate structure, the clear learning path, international recognition, and solid preparation for future academic goals. All potentially contributing to those bigger opportunities we sort of imagined at the start.
Yeah, it brings us back to that initial idea. Maybe we can end with a thought to consider. Something prompted by looking at this test through the lens of the opportunities it aims to unlock.
Okay.
We've seen how a test specifically created for children and teenagers, starting with pretty basic language use, can be presented as a really key step towards significant academic paths. Even global success and career opportunities, a link the guide itself highlights.
It really makes you think about the power contained within something that seems as straightforward as a language proficiency test for a child, doesn't it?
It does.
What does it truly mean for a young mind to gain internationally recognized proof of their ability to navigate different cultures, communicate across borders? Starting from such an early age, it feels like it sets a remarkable trajectory.
It certainly frames it that way. So, if this deep dive into the YCT guide has resonated with you, maybe for a child, you know, or perhaps it's just sparked your curiosity about the potential of early language learning, consider exploring further the details we've discussed, those specific 2025 dates, the step-by-step registration, or maybe looking into the resources mentioned in the guide, like Mandarin Zone. They're all there in the source document.
Right. Taking that next step, based on the knowledge from this deep dive, could be the gateway to unlocking some new possibilities.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you and any young learners in your life all the very best in navigating your own learning journeys and pursuing whatever exciting opportunities might lie ahead.